You know, I've expanded out to, you know, beyond scoliosis and breast cancer to the foot, which is just another sort of extrapolation for imbalances, and then also just the performing arts and dance, because, you know, I've been so involved with that. So my vision is to really keep consolidating the whole idea of me trying to find more individuals to leave a legacy. I mean, this is like more of my mission at this point,
right.
And to add value to other people in this field so they continue it, because the incredibly large vision is that healthcare, especially in this country, is really it's difficult to access.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And you know, to go specifically into to get maybe 15 or 20 minutes with a physical therapist who gives you a kind of a basic evaluation, and then you go off and do a couple of exercises. I mean, lots of times with the Pilates instructors are the ones who spend time with people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's where a lot of times I'll make more discoveries with people in a longer session with someone, so I can actually see what their movement strategies are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the vision is to give like a richer or more in-depth experience with the client, and because the client really, I mean, even if they're thinking they're working on imbalances, they're really working on physical issues that will likely give them some sort of problem down the line,
uh-huh.
or they came to you because it is giving them a problem.
Right.
And it's not considered a medical issue yet, or they've already been discharged from medical issues, or that it doesn't exist within the medical paradigm,
right.
that rehabilitation occurs. And so this is, you know, definitely post-surgically with a lot of spine surgeries, and definitely, you know, after breast cancer, like these things are not the usual route.
Right.
And lots of times, as a Pilates instructor, you have clients that suddenly get these conditions, and you want to know how to support them.
Right, mm-hmm.
So to me, it fits into like the whole medical care, because it takes a village. I mean, you know, it's honestly, you know, that was my experience. I was going to have to do a lot more than what was on the surface.
Yes.
And I think that, you know, Pilates, and I think the gym is great, but I think that, you know, it's at a different level, and that's great if some people want to rehab that way. And I think yoga is different, because Pilates works on movement aspects, and everybody wants to move. I mean, who doesn't?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So I think it fits into, like, the larger medical scheme. So, I mean, this is one way of my kind of contribution into, like, the medical world, because I think it's the Pilates instructors are spending more time with people.
Yeah. Yeah, certainly. I mean, I don't know how, I mean, if I had to guess, possibly 60% of the students that we see in my studio are coming to us after,
right.
after physical therapy. And, you know, they, most of them do, you know, what's that?
I think it's kind of frightening.
Yeah. Well, you know, and it's, as you said, I mean, most of them are having some kind of pain related to, you know, post-injury, post-surgery, and they haven't kept up on their exercises, or they, you know, they show us the exercises. We have the sheet that they've, you know, been given, and it's just not adequate, you know,
yeah.
and we do end up spending so much time re-teaching, you know, getting them to learn about how their body is moving, and then helping them to understand and to strengthen and to, it feels like such a gift to be in a role where we can spend that time.
Exactly.
But it is a little frightening. I mean, it's 60%. I mean, it might be a little bit more. I mean, it's really crazy.
It's really difficult. And I think it's hard on physical therapists. You know, they have to do what's being told to them. And
yeah.
So this is why, you know, I've kind of stayed more toward the renegade Pilates zone. World, sorry about that. But, you know, because then I can work it better the way I see it.
Uh-huh.
And because, you know, honestly, I think it takes about 2 years to recover from any kind of surgery.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, you don't just, like, get over it.
Right.
So,
certainly.
Yeah. And a lot of things. You know, even for me, my injuries took me a long time to resolve. And, so that's why I tell people when they come here, I mean, I'd rather see you like once a week for 6 weeks than the usual prescription is for somebody to go to PT like three times a week for 2 weeks. And I'm like, well, gosh, you know, you can't even see anybody go through any kind of stage.
Right.
And then actually it's very hard to justify any physical therapy because it's past about six.
Yeah. 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 I mean, I certainly see that. I mean, I see the challenge, you know, and just talking to physical therapists that we've built relationships with, that there is a lot of restriction in terms of what they're able to do, you know, confined by insurance requirements and other things. So it's, you know, in no way to blame, but to just see that.
No, it's just the way the systems are and the way things have developed. And, you know, so that's why I think it takes a village, is that, you know, there needs to be options for people. And so the more that Pilates instructors can get educated about special populations, different aspects of things, it's not, you know, gosh, you know, work with their physical therapist. We'll have them go back after 3 months and get reevaluated and see if maybe they can tell you, you know, another avenue to, you know, that the Pilates instructor will go toward, you know, oh, I didn't think about it that way. Let me help them with this, you know. So it's, I think that, you know, it can be mutually helpful, but it, but I think that, you know, people definitely have a lot more opportunity to spend a lot more time.
Right.
In a, with a Pilates person.
Right.
And you know, that's what was always my trouble in PT school. They kept telling me, Suzanne, stop looking at the whole body. Just look at that one part. I was like, you know, I don't understand. So, you know, I just
that doesn't make any sense to me.
I didn't fit in very well.